Hi, this is Dr. Ling, the dictating progress note for Julie Hamlin. Patient is sad and hopeless. Patient feels that things are not working out. She's gaining weight. She's taking her medication. Her focus is pretty bad. Reality discuss, coping discuss will start dropping her Ativan. Patient is taking Ativan for a while. Patient was explained about that. She's reluctant, but we are going to go 50% low dose and see whether that works. Patient could not. Patient could not get her dentures, so I'm going to go 50% less of her Ativan. Patient was explained about that. Patient is reluctant but agreed. Side effects medication discuss, coping discuss, continue medications will follow.
I need Brian Gamble's face sheet because he actually showed up instead of being over the phone.
I don't have anything here. Brian Gamble, you said?
Yeah.
I have Tyler Denise and Patricia Fox. Okay. Next patient, Sharon Burgess, B-U-R-G-E-S-S. Feels that she is doing okay. She again had a food poisoning. Patient was encouraged to focus on reality. She is using CPAP. Feels that her sleep is improving. Patient is missing her medication, particularly lithium. She feels that every now and then she is not taking it because she doesn't want to get up and go to the bathroom. We will get her labs done. Patient has missed lithium several times. Patient feels that we'll get the labs done and then we will readjust her medication if necessary. Patient was explained about that. All the side effects, including cardiac side effect, was discussed with her. Patient is comfortable. Support and reassurance is given. Every now and then, too sleepy. Narcolepsy medication is on. Patient feels that that is the best thing happens. We will follow. Next patient is Deborah Parkney, medical record number 5020. Feels that she is doing okay, denied suicidal onset ideation, feels that auditory hallucinations still happen, delusions still happen. Her leg is not getting any more strength. Patient feels sad and devastated. Encouraged to talk with the orthopedic surgeon. She had talked and orthopedic surgeon had mentioned that there is some wasting has happened because the nerve was pinched. And they cannot do anything at this time. Patient feels that she has to go through physical therapy, but she was feeling sad and missing it. Encouraged not to do so. Patient agreed. Ames testing done, which is negative. Continue medications will follow. Next patient, Stephen Pari, P-A-R-E, medical record number 5014. Patient is working today. Felt that yesterday he was crying about his own situation, about house, about his prostate, about everything. Today he is a lot better. We have increased his medication to 40 milligrams of Paxil. Patient was explained about that. Patient promised me repeatedly that he's not trying to kill himself. He doesn't want to go to the hospital. We'll call him. Patient agreed. If necessary, he will go to emergency room. We will continue his medication, support and reassurance is given. We'll see him in 1 week. Next patient, Victoria Weekly, medical record number 12536. Patient's primary care physician is going to put her on Ozempic. We'll discontinue her phentermine, side effects medication discussed. Patient was explained about the side effects of Ozempic. Patient feels that she wants to lose her weight. She feels that she is feeling sleepy. We'll discontinue her Ativan. Also, side effects medication discussed, coping discussed, encouraged to talk with primary care physician. We'll see her in 3 weeks.